Got invited to this party because Dan originally, I don't believe, intended to have David present. Because I think Dan felt uncomfortable with David. Anyway, so then David was trying to convince me to go because he wanted to lose his mind on LSD and for some reason wanted me to be there. Felt really tired and too weary to eat drugs because you sort of have to be well rested to eat drugs. And so I said I might go. So David called me up from Dan's after he was already under the influence and asked me to come as a favor to him and really seemed like he wanted me there because he said he was having a problem dealing with Dan and Alan, who was just sort of sitting around in the dark. He had a lot of energy and wanted to talk to someone. And I told him that when I eat LSD, it usually renders me speechless. So I tried to wake myself up and I went over. They were already
whacking out.
That was me. They were just sitting around, and I could tell that they were on drugs. It was true that Al
and Dan
weren't saying anything, and it was sort of uncomfortable, and then David was dancing around, so. I ate the LSD, and it seemed like it didn't take very long to take effect. And then I sort of walked around the apartment like I was spying, just playing at that point. So then I was laying down in the living room, and Dan and Alan seemed calm, and they were just sitting, and occasionally Dan would sort of jump up and make a very quick motion, which seemed un-Dan-like, because he moved very slowly, so sometimes, I don't know, he seemed to feel uncomfortable. And, there was music on. Well, when I came in, and they were on drugs, David was trying to put on music, and he didn't seem quite able to make a decision, so he asked me if I could make an intelligent music choice, which struck me as strange, because...
But anyway, so I put on Pink Floyd.
It's so different, it's wild.
I put on Pink Floyd just because it seemed like drugged out music. and then the drugs started taking effect. And Dan then got up and turned the music off after a while. I guess it was bothering him. I don't know. He acted sort of like it was an accident that he turned it off. But I think he wanted it off. I don't know. It was strange. And so then David was dancing in the other room wildly. I mean, all I could hear the sound of his feet and his body just moving in this erratic sort of rhythm. And... it made me feel nervous sometimes, especially when the music was off, because that's all I could hear was this erratic running away.
When everything around me stopped, it was just the music was.
So, he was laughing, baby was laughing, sort of demonic laughter. I felt was tempting insanity. Now that's the way I felt about David at that time was he was like this. Dancing, laughing. Yes, I don't know. Anyway, that sort of tempting
insanity. And it amused me. I thought it was funny. It made me laugh.
Another time it was unnerving. Well, then he decided that he wanted to go outside. And at that point, I didn't know quite what I should do. If he wanted me to go outside with him, since he had called me up and said that he felt uncomfortable with these other people. And I felt uncomfortable with just him, especially after I'd had this image of him as this, with this demonic laughter dancing around. So, we all decided, I guess, to go outside. So we all went outside. And it was like being born. We had to go down this long red stairway.
Did you discuss this with each other about being born? Or was it just your perception?
Was it just my perception? And I often have that feeling, especially on drugs, of going from the inside. outside. It seemed like it took a long time going down the stairs. And then opening the door and...
And the outside was overwhelming. And there was this pale green glow from the Rotary Society, which was across the street, this big building. And so we sort of stood there and didn't know which way to go. So we started walking and ended up sitting in front of the post office. And the buildings were dissolving. I mean, I saw them, they were just melting. And then David ran across the street, and then he came back, and Dan was sort of telling him to calm down, to sit in silence and sort of be. And that made me feel kind of strange. I don't know. So we all did sit in silence for a while. And then police cars were going by, which made them nervous. And didn't make me nervous, because police never give me a hard time. So they Alan and Dan decided they wanted to go somewhere where it was darker and warmer, which made me think of the womb. And after birth, it seemed like they wanted to go back. Which is where they wanted to go, was back to the apartment. So we went behind this alley in order to, we were going to go up the back way, I guess, and then David decided to leave and just go out dancing and running around by himself. And he said that he would come back. So I said, okay. And then I started leaning against this big black Cadillac, and we were behind the post office, and there was this whole line of postal trucks and these bright fluorescent lights that were just seemed like they could fry any sort of life. It just seemed so urban and unnatural, and we were seemed like the only animals. And I saw it at one point, I looked up and I saw Dan just sort of, and he looked like he was in pain under the fluorescent lights. Just looked like it was hurting him. And I don't know, somehow I looked at the urbanness
seems so strange, but I liked it.
Especially since
I was having experiences that seemed, I was feeling so attuned to what was natural and to be in such an unnatural setting. I was confused by this juxtaposition. Yeah, I didn't feel tortured, although I could see that.
I was holding on to asphalt. So cold and unfeeling. But then, I sort of squatted down on the ground just to sort of hold myself, my body, because I felt out of my equilibrium and I was holding on to this black car. And then Alan and Dan sort of moved down toward the ground, sort of, kneeling down or squatting down. And we sort of formed a triangle. And that's when I felt the energy, the, between the three of us, all of our energy, and the wind started blowing in sync with our breathing, and then the car started breathing, and it was just heaving, and I was holding on to it, and it just felt like it was heaving with the boot breathing, and we could hear each other breathing. At least I could hear them breathing. Not at the time, I don't know. And I've talked to each of them, every person involved, about some of the different things that were going on. And then Alan said that he was directing his energy toward me. And he had on...
This is Alan now,
no? No.
Oh, okay.
This is Alan, friend of Dan. Whacked out Polynesian guy.
Oh, right, okay.
That I'd met once before when we went down to his house, and he went surfing in the middle of the night in Lake Michigan when there were no waves. So anyway, so I didn't really know him, you know, at all, and I don't know, kind of strange looking. It's very animal-like. Such a feeling. Well, I think part of what gave me that feeling was when we were sitting in front of the post office, he sort of lunged at me. And I think that he felt attracted to me. And after talking to him since, he said that he felt attracted to me. And I think that, I don't know, it's sort of...